Some people believe there are no coincidences, that everything happens for a reason.
I just thought I had bought a house. And when I showed up, I just knew at that moment that it was meant to be.
Dave Miller bought this Newport, Virginia house sight unseen while half a world away on a scuba diving trip. The first sign of something strange was seeing his own family name, Seibold, on the deed. Miller grew up in West Virginia, but had no idea the family lived here more than 200 years ago after emigrating from Germany. A coincidence, perhaps, but it wasn't long before he started noticing what he calls in the book energetic entities that may be manifesting themselves as ghosts, Indian spirits, or some other supernatural phenomena. Miller holds a small device that measures electromagnetic fields. They're generated around electric currents.
When you take this and you come near the railings, and that's raising up here. Now it's up to 90, 80, 90. Go along the railing until I get to the center post, and it goes up to 200, 300, something like that, which tells...
But this iron railing, beeping off the charts, has no wires. It's anchored to the limestone that leads down to the water, which flows through a dramatic gap below Clover Hollow Mountain.
So limestone has a very strong residual spiritual effect because it's ancient living organisms that were once alive. So they think it's a spiritual essence to rock that's limestone. The narrative here, I believe, that this was an ancient civilization of some sort. In fact, I think it was probably way before the Indian tribes here. It probably was their ancestors of place, spirit, and blood, just like mine were here.
Miller has come to believe this place was sacred to early travelers and that a bit of their energy remains here, showing up as otherworldly-looking orbs of light, strange sensations, and coincidences. To him, the rocks that dominate this rugged, mostly wooded landscape tell stories.
It could be one big coincidence, but why would all these rocks be aligned? By coincidence and random? Maybe. But it all fits my narrative better.
Which includes the feeling that he was being compelled by strange energies to learn more, to find things they wanted him to see. But he says it was never scary.
It was exactly the opposite. It was exhilaration. It was thrilling. Never did it seem like a haunting.
Miller explains he's not trying to prove anything. He just wants to get this story out there.
It came over me that nobody's going to believe me. The only way anybody's going to believe me is to document this information and publish it myself. And now I contacted National Geographic. I contacted Smithsonian. They were all interested, nice, but not interested enough to pursue what I was trying to tell them, or they didn't believe me.
The book he wrote is called The Seibold Effect, named for his family, whom he believes brought him here to write it. I'm Robbie Harris.